thank you, beloved Lotus, beloved friends of America and fellow students. In considering the needs of today, let us try to consider an angle which most people do not yet understand much about, but to remember that in your cities, your states, and government, all must come through the individual that becomes a permanently sustained activity. And today, the preparation of mankind, the understanding of the mighty I Am presence by more than 500,000 students, is starting the great vibratory action and understanding of mankind, how to call forth from and through the individual in the mental and feeling world and establish those qualities and activities that mankind must have to project into your cities and government for the establishing of divine order and divine justice and to sustain it there. For beloved friends of America, without a sustaining power, no temporary thing is of any particular consequence. Therefore, in our previous understanding of life, we all had temporary results. But, and so you did in your cities and nation, but there was no sustaining power, and no human being on the face of this earth or group of human beings has any sustaining power until they understand their own God presence, the mighty I Am, which is above them, whose ray of light and energy beats their heart. Therefore, that is the first fundamental that must act within the individual. And by that understanding and acceptance, they can call forth that limitless power to go forth in the mental and feeling world to establish the conditions in the desire world of mankind that will bring about the permanent change by which eventually the governing activity of the nation must be governed. And that is why the blessing of America is becoming so great today. And as we have recently been informed of the mighty achievements that will ere long stop the terrible destructive conditions in America, I mean in the world, in Europe and the Orient. And I just call your attention momentarily to the condition in Spain. Dear people, is there a person in the world that can explain why that war goes on? Not one person included in that, whether it's any directing intelligence or whoever they are, could explain why that goes on. The Ascended Master is the only one who knows. And those blessed, unfortunate people are propelled by black magicians who want to destroy the earth and its people. Now, the outer world probably laughs at that idea, but you'll laugh out the other corner of your mouth one of these days, unless that thing is governed. We have great encouragement that it is surely and steadily being governed. But if it were not for Saint Germain and the Ascended Masters, you'd know right in your own beloved America today why this has been necessary and why we have worked without one moment's rest for nearly 4 years, knowing the condition, and therefore it has been prevented from coming into our beloved America. And therefore, those conditions are a vicious, destructive momentum that's gaining and building until divine intervention comes in, and it's the only thing that can stop it now. But I ask the whole world to watch the next few months. and drop its trunk onto the earth and tear up a city in almost less time than it takes to tell it. The very same thing is the war cloud of the earth. It drops its great trunk down and draws people into it. And then they become a seething vortex of destructive thought and feeling for no reason in the world. And therefore, the only power in this world that can stop these things permanently and bring divine order and divine justice everywhere is the understanding of the great God presence and calling it into action, the mighty I Am. And I say to you, beloved friends of America and your business world, if you're too proud or too stubborn to accept God in your world and your business, you're going to find out that you won't have any business. Therefore, all of the great heads of industry today know this thing very definitely. And in the secret of their own private offices are praying, if they don't understand the mighty I Am, with all their heart. You wouldn't believe it, but I know it. And just the same, the great industries are getting these books and are understanding what the ascended masters mean and what they can do to give the assistance to mankind. And I say to you, beloved friends of America, there's no book in existence today and will be in the next 100 years that is the powerful blessing and release to mankind that St. Germain's books are. And out of the 500,000 students, they at least 400,000 have had the release and the blessing which the understanding and application given forth in those books bring to them. Therefore, it's more than somebody's imagination. Now, I want to take up one definite point. Beloved ones, and I say to you, beloved friends of American students, remember, there are two ways of calling this mighty power of the mighty I Am presence into action. And if you're not accustomed, if you're not anchored firmly in the understanding of your mighty I Am presence and what it does when you're calling this power forth, I want you to realize that it's vitally important that you call to your mighty I Am presence, and your higher mental body will project a light ray to a person, place, or condition where you want to give the assistance. This makes it impossible for your own energy to be carried there and deplete you in the lack of understanding, or carry any of your human concepts into that condition. That's why those mighty light rays called forth from your mighty I Am presence are so powerful and bring such instantaneous results. Now then, if you want to call a greater health and energy into your body, of course you must call the light rays into your body from your own mighty I Am presence. In other words, it's the intensifying of the light ray that actually beats your heart. And you who understand and have seen our chart and see the tube of light in which you call the presence to envelop you, an invincible tube of light, in one of our charts it's open at the bottom and the other it's closed. If you want to bring and hold and charge your body with energy rapidly, then mentally visualize the tube of light closed underneath your feet. Then you will hold the energy until the body is charged with it. But let me warn you, when that charge has become sufficient, mentally, with your vision, open that tube of light again. Because you can charge your body so powerfully if you're not releasing the energy that you'll become violently nervous. Now watch out for this. Because we have found now and then one who was actually doing that and didn't know it. That there, the application call from your presence should produce the greatest peace and calmness powerfully. And those individuals, when the charge is sufficient for the immediate requirements, should release that and open that, and even if necessary, extend their hands and let the currents flow forth to bless wherever they might go. Or if they know something, directly to it. But mankind has a limitless power by which they can call forth this assistance. For instance, to your city and the great presence, the mighty I Am of life, knows no limitation. Therefore, you can call it forth to project its mighty light rays into a city, into your America, into your industries, into your office buildings, your factories, or whatever the requirement may be, and bring such a blessing that you could not describe. Only as you see the manifestation of it will you realize that the full glory of that is and has been acting before you become outwardly aware of it. We have received a number of questions about this. And while we always try to make it clear in each class, as the new people come in, many times they don't quite understand this. But it's vital. Now, notice, just for a moment, take my own experience. In the early years when I was a channel for healing, for 14 years, I thought, and I was perfectly honest, that I had to draw those currents and pass them through my hands. I didn't have anyone to teach me. I didn't know any different. I just had to follow the impulse because there was no one to tell me in the outer world. Therefore, for all those years, I called forth those currents to my hands, my arms and hands. And today, my arms are more sensitive than any part of my body. And therefore, my hands, my fingers have eyes. I can take any human body, and my hand will instantly go to the spot that's affected. By those years of training. But afterwards, at the close of that period, I found my great mistake. I found that I could direct currents of energy more powerful without ever seeing the individual than I could through my hands. Now, this is vital, and this should be vital in your experience. I found that it was not necessary at all to even have seen the individual in order to render the service. It's magnificent, beloved ones, but I had to learn that through actual experience. And dear ones, I want you to realize that after that period had really closed and a call came to me from people whom I never heard of, and the young man was in the hospital just out of Chicago from overseas, tubercular, and the sister-in-law learned of me somehow and called me for help. And I felt tremendous impelling force to take the case, and I immediately did. And I stood in our bedroom and charged those currents forth. That was through my own body. And, dear people, the atmosphere of the room would become so charged during that half hour that anyone opened the door and you'd feel the rush of it out through the door. Therefore, that young man that the doctors had said when they called me and the staff at the hospital couldn't live not more than 4 days, in 6 weeks was well and left the hospital. happened. I have the letter to prove it. Therefore, dear one, I never saw him and never have. But the gratitude of his wife and the sister-in-law was very tremendous. Therefore, I want you, and I'm able, through my own experience, to assist you tremendously. Now, dear ones, when you want to give assistance to others, please don't call the current through your own body. Call to your presence to project a light ray, the most powerful thing in the world, and enfold that person if it's someone needing healing, and then hold it sustained there, knowing that that self-luminous intelligent substance that carries all that's required for the patient, and hold it sustained there until the healing is complete. Well, it's just the most powerful thing in the world, absolutely infallible.